Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is December 25th, 2017. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast on this beautiful Christmas morning. That's right, Merry Christmas to you all out there, as this show is debuting on Christmas Day. That's right, we don't take time off here at the Wet Shaving Talk podcast. We're here during the holidays as well. So, I hope you guys have opened up your presents, have eaten your Christmas breakfast, and if you'd like, grab a glass of eggnog. Well, you know, you want to put a little something in that eggnog as well. But if not, just grab an eggnog, coffee, whatever, and just listen up, because we're going to talk about the whole year, actually, in review. So, guys, I just wanted to go over, first off, I want to wish everyone happy holidays. I know we are a very diverse community, and that we have a lot of people that celebrate different holidays. So, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and happy holidays to everyone out there, because, you know, that's what it's all about. This time of the year is very, very special time of the year for me, for a lot of our my friends and family. It's just a time of giving. It's a time of having some fun. It's different stuff going on, you know, seeing Christmas trees and all that good stuff. It's a lot of fun. Putting up lights, it's pretty cool as well. And, well, it's sometimes it's cool until you have that one that doesn't work. Yeah, I've had that. I had that problem this year. I had to put my lights up. I couldn't find the broken one. Finally found it, got it going. And, yeah, we're lit up, so we're good here over here in Florida. You had some cold weather here in Florida the last couple weeks. It was in the 40s, and that's for us is big time, you know. And for our neighbors to the north in Georgia, they had some snow, and some snow in places that haven't snowed in a long time in Texas. So, guys, I hope you all got to enjoy the snow and all that fun. Here it's back to 80 degrees again, so it's going to be a nice warm Christmas. Looks like it's not going to be very sunny out. The sun is out, and there are no clouds in the sky, so it will be a tropical paradise Christmas this year here in Palm Beach County. So also, guys, wanted to say, you know, if you want to talk about some like wish lists and stuff like that, or what you got for Christmas, right? I know the last question on the podcast was, what did you, what was another Christmas gift that you've gotten, or do you know if somebody that got something else or whatever? We talked about that. A classic story. This is for everyone. This is the question if you want to go for the next contest. That's right. I'm going to do it very early in the podcast today. Just send me an email, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com, about what you received this year, wet shaving wise for Christmas, and we'll talk about it. So I do have two winners from the last contest, which we're going to talk about at the end of the show today. I do have two winners, and the reason why I have two winners is because I had two really, really awesome stories. I will read them to you, and I will have those aftershaves out in the mail shortly here for those two gentlemen that won. So guys, thank you very much for all the participants. I do go over every single email and try to respond. This week, these last 2 weeks have been very, very busy for me at work. If you guys know, I've mentioned many times, I am a retail manager. At this time of the year is the year that a time of the year where I am working the most. Last week, I actually had to travel some for work. I had to go away for 2 days, came back, and you know, I'm putting in some 70-hour weeks. So I do apologize if I don't get back to every email and every message, but I will be getting back to it as first of the year. This is just a crazy time of the year for me, and I usually just dedicate these 2 or 3 weeks just to my work, and really don't get involved in too much else than that. So holiday season is, yeah, very busy for guys like me, and I'm sure a lot of you out there are working your tails off, and if you're not, I envy you, because you get to have some time off with the family and enjoy it. So I hope everybody is having some time, and if you are working like crazy, remember to enjoy the little things and to enjoy the holiday season as well. You know, go out and take a walk. If you're in the snow area, build a snowman or something. You know, and I wish I could do that here, but I could build a sandcastle. All right, guys. So today on the show, we're going to talk about the year in review. Now, I didn't do any show notes because it would take too long. And again, my time is a little bit crazy this time of the year, so I don't have much time to do that. But I did write it all down. I'm going to go over just briefly the year in review. Now, a lot of times when I do this podcast, when I do the last show of the year, this is the second year that I've done this, it really brings back a lot of memories for me, because, you know, the show in January, I don't remember in December. You know, I kind of forget about them, and I don't think about it until I start looking it up, and I say, oh, wow, you know, we really did go over a lot of content this year and stuff for next year as well. So a few things about this year, since this year is over. We went over a lot of great stuff in wet shaving. We went over a lot of different vendors. We went over a lot of different methods, cleaning, razors, and stuff like that. But then the next year, 2018, I'm going to do some more on reviews, because I've covered a lot of the basics in the last 2 years of wet shaving. And, you know, what I mean by the basics is like how to clean a razor, how to use a razor, all that good stuff. I'm going to bring some of that back, but for the 100 shows or so that I've done, or close to 100 shows, if anything, it's been a lot of I don't want to keep it repetitious, because I kind of like, you know, you can look at the archives and stuff like that and go over that as well. So we're going to go over some new stuff. If you have any ideas for content, guys, you know, please feel free to contact me, because, you know, wet shaving is traditional, and it is, but there is also a cap on how much stuff we can talk about regarding techniques and stuff like that. So we will get more into reviews. We're going to talk about more products. This year I did buy a lot of stuff. Next year I probably won't be buying as much, because I have enough stuff to, for the shave apocalypse, I'm good. So I won't need any soap or anything for a while. Excuse me. So we'll talk about some more stuff next year. I'll be reviewing a lot of the stuff I have bought. I got some new stuff coming, and we'll be talking about that as well. I am planning on doing a video, a Wet Shaving Talk video, which will show like all the behind the scenes and stuff on how I do the podcast and stuff like that. I had a couple requests about that. My equipment, all of my notes and stuff on how I do it. Very, very old-fashioned way I do stuff. So you guys will see that too. We'll do a video and maybe do a live video podcast that will be broadcast on YouTube, and the audio will be broadcast on Sharpologist and iTunes as well. So got some good news, some good ideas coming up. We'll probably be doing that in January as well. So, guys, without further ado, I'm going to get on with the show, because there is a lot of content. And we're also going to talk about the show winners, the actual winners of the contest at the end, and go over their emails and stuff too, because that was pretty cool. All right, guys, without further ado, let's get on with the year in review at Wet Shaving Talk. All right, guys, so excuse me. On January, our first show of the year was January 16th. That was the last show of the Wet Shaving News podcast, right? We discovered that we were going to switch the name and actually change over to the content to a different podcast. We also talked about several reviews. We talked about Shannon soaps, and we also talked about Fine Accoutrements, the Italian Citrus Aftershave, and Soap Blend, and how we talked about the tribute to that as well. So January 30th was the first actual episode of Wet Shaving Talk, which is the podcast you're listening to now. The final one was of Wet Shaving News was January 16th when we switched it over. And we talked about getting started with traditional wet shaving, like how to get started, choosing your first brush, choosing your first razor. We talked about that a little bit as well. So on February 13th, that was our next show, right? And we talked about collecting vintage razors, and how to choose your first double-edged safety razor. We talked about that. We talked about Pantarei brushes, those ceramic brushes, really cool, made in Italy by Alessandro. We talked about that as well, and the actual custom brushes that he makes. Moving on from there, we also had the I'd Latherby Shaving Show debuted. It debuted in February, guys. Remember that TV show with Douglas Smythe and Matt Pisarcik? That show came out. That is still running. They're taking some time off, but there was just a holiday show the other day. Also in February, we talked about organizing a wet shave meetup. We talked about how to do it and how to basically make it happen, right? We talked about some technique with skin stretching, with shaving with razors, straight razors, how it's more important with straight razors than safety razors, but how important skin stretching really is, and how to choose the right double-edged blade for you, and you know, the options there, where you can go get them, and all that good stuff as well. fast forward to March. We talked about some different single-edged razors. We talked about how to actually pick out one, different types, and what the pros and cons were about them. We talked about how to clean your vintage safety razors and what the process is to do that as well. And we also went over a few products over Lather Brothers soaps, which is an actual South Florida artisan, and Mongoose Razors, which is also another South Florida artisan. Yeah, I know I shoot out a lot of South Florida because I do live down here. And it's not too often that I see too many products coming from this area. So we do talk a lot about that and how they're made around here. And again, I live in a very secluded area of the country, so I don't get to see too much of that stuff. But it was really cool how I got to meet those guys and talk to them about that. We also talked about in March, we also talked about slant safety razors and what they do and how they work and how to effectively lather a shaving soap. We featured two vendors, Wolf Whiskers and Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. Moving on to April, we talked about some antique stores. Are they tapped out? Remember this conversation. I remember this one very well. Are they tapped out? Have they been hit up by too many wet shavers? And I would say right at this moment, no. And the reason why I say no is because I'm still seeing guys getting stuff from antique stores. I'd say the ones in my area are kind of tapped out because there are a lot of guys around here that are picking them out. But most of them around are still going, and you can still find some great deals. Also, we talked about Barrister & Mann, where we featured them. And we also talked about the pros and cons of face and bowl lathering. So we talked about the differences, why you would do either, and all that good stuff. Fast forward to the end of April, right? We talked about how to avoid shave drama. Yes, this is still, and I'm going to stop here because this is still a big issue in the wet shaving community. We still have a lot of shave drama. Guys, it's shaving. Don't worry so much about it. I've seen separate groups and stuff like that going over this and that and talking about this guy and that guy. It's like, guys, as a wise person once said, ain't nobody got time for that. All right? Nobody has time. Really, if you think about it, nobody has time for this. So avoid shave drama by not participating. Don't feed the trolls. We also talked about loading a Schick injector razor. And we talked about an old-time wet shaving vendor, the Golden Nib, which they provide a lot of knots and stuff for shaving brushes. I am definitely a fan of their knots. I think they're very good as well. Fast forward, we're moving up to May, where we talked about the Big Shave West. Yes, in April, the end of April, I did attend the Big Shave West. That was a big trip for the podcast. I went all the way from Palm Beach, Florida, to Pasadena, California. I flew into LA and had a great time over there. I could only spend 1 day there. So I was there for 1 day. I got to meet a lot of people that I talked to online all the time. It was a really good time. I really enjoyed it. It's probably the best trip I've had for, in a while. It was a great wet shaving trip. It was the first real wet shaving commute that I've ever made, to where I've actually traveled to go to a wet shaving meetup that far. And I really enjoyed it, had fun. I did hear that they're not going to have it there this year. They might have it on the East Coast, so that'll be great too. That'll be all closer to home. But I did enjoy going to California and had a fun time there as well. We also spoke about Range Leather bags. I reviewed one of them there. I met Range Leather at a representative from Range Leather while I was there at Big Shave West and was able to try out one of their dot bags, which I still have. Great bag, guys. I've already traveled maybe 3 or 4 times with it. It holds a lot of stuff and it's very durable, so definitely recommend those. And also, we talked about shave with a straight razor, really. I mean, that's what my notes here say. Just we talked about shaving with a straight razor. That's right. And how to do it. You know, it's just one of those things, how to skin stretch and all that stuff we talked about. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. It does take practice. So you do want to take your time with that as well. So the next month, because, you know, May was straight razor month, if you remember. May was straight razor month. We talked about how to choose a straight razor, how to properly strop a straight razor, and how to make a cheap strop. That's that one that I made the video with newspaper and paste. Also, at the end of May, we had our next show was May 29th. We discussed 1700s gear, like how to shave in 1700s gear, razors and all that stuff, and how I'm a big 1700s buff, I guess you could say. I like colonial America, but really anywhere. And I do have some razors from that time. We showcased them and how to use them. And we also talked about how to hone a straight razor, and we've put in some links and videos and stuff to do that as well. And flipping shave gear, is it right or wrong? Now, that's something, again, guys, we talked about this many times over the past year. And flipping straight, is it wrong? And the answer is, well, for me, I used to always think that flipping the razor gear and selling it for more money would hurt the artisans. But I'm starting to think that it helps them. And the only reason why I'm gonna stop from right here and talk about this as well. Why would it help them, if you think about it, right? Like, what are you saying, Joe? What are you talking about? Well, it creates hype, and also if it's a limited product, when they come out, they sell out like crazy, right? So say I make like 15 soaps or whatever like that for one item, and they sell out in ten, you know, they sell out, and people are like, "Oh, I really love this soap." Well, I sell it, and somebody buys it for $50, and I sold it for $15. You know, everybody's like, "Oh, that guy said that's got to be really good." And then you start hearing the talk going back and forth. Then when you come out with another 15 soaps, they sell out in 10 seconds, right? So I think that that might have something to do with it. I'm not really too sure if that's something that is good or bad, but I'm just saying I don't know if it's totally bad anymore. I'm starting to change my opinion on it. And if you have any thoughts, you know, let me know, guys. Shoot me a line, because I'd love to hear some thoughts about this. And this is something we're going to talk about in a couple of shows over next year, 2018. We'll talk a little bit more about this as well, because I'd like to get really more involved and hear your thoughts on this. All right, guys. And then we talked about some summertime shaves and what to do and what kind of stuff, what kind of methods you use, methanol, not methanol, different types of soaps. And, you know, we had a lot of, we talked about traveling do's and don'ts, because, you know, summertime is a big time for traveling, what to use, what to bring, what not to bring, and all that good stuff. We went from using safety razors, old or new, right? Did you like new safety razor, old safety razors? Why and why not, right? And how long does shaving soap last? We talked about that as well when we realized that shaving soap lasts a long time, but the scent may dissipate over several years or so. And then we talked about some weird razors, right? The end of July, we talked about some weird razors, some of those oddball razor ideas that came out through the year, you know, electric ones, heated ones, vibrating ones and stuff like that, safety razors that came out through the years, or weird looking ones. And we talked about aftershave splash versus balm, what's better, what's your choice. We talked about that as well and the pros and cons. Moving up to August. August was Gillette month, so we talked about just about everything you can think of Gillette, right? We talked about collecting, we talked about dig codes, we talked about different types of Gillette razors, we talked about the high end, the low end, what you can get. So I mean, you know, Gillette is still something. I may do another Gillette month, excuse me, coming up here in the next couple of weeks, months, because I really am a fan of Gillette, and I think that most of us in the wet shaving community have either owned a Gillette, used a Gillette, or have some kind of knowledge of Gillette, and there are still a very abundant secondary source for wet shaving products, so we could still get them, you know, and most of them you could get at a decent price. Then we moved up to the end of September, where we talked about our fall seasonal special, and that was all the new fall releases. We had over about 15 to 20 vendors that we talked about with all their fall releases. And again, guys, if I miss some here and there, just, you know, let me know and I'll add them into the next show for next year. But fall is the biggest release area time for wet shaving, right? All those seasonal scents, it's a big seasonal scent. It's a big seasonal area for a lot of people. And it really starts kind of like the holiday season aspect, you know. I used to say that here in Florida, you know, a lot of people talk about season, right? Oh, the season, when everybody comes down to Florida to live from the escape the winter, usually starts around November 1st, you know, in between, right, or at latest after Thanksgiving, people start coming down here. And, you know, the season really refers to me not only as being busy down here, but also with the seasonal products and seasonal beers, seasonal everything, you know, pumpkin, everything coming out. All right, guys, moving on. We talked about, in October, we talked about a collaboration with Shannon Soaps and Timeless Razors, that new soap that came out. We talked about Dovo straight razors, right? We moved on from our seasonal, straight razor month, and we kind of added in some reviews. And using a loom block and what you can do with it, what the purposes are. It's not just for, cleaning up a cut on your face. It's also for used as a deodorant. It can be used as a grip. It's a lot of use as a great product there. The end of October, we had a little bit of a Halloween little theme. We talked about Wolfman razors, right? We talked about the Declaration brushes, which are both, Wolfman razors made by James in Canada. Great guy, handmade razors, right? They go through a pretty extensive process. If you haven't owned one yet, I highly recommend, you know, checking one out if you can, or eventually, you know, if you know somebody borrowing one or something like that, because they are pretty cool. Declaration brushes are made in the USA. They're made also by the Declaration Soap Company, which kind of switched over names and stuff like that recently. We'll talk about that in the future here. And they're actually hand done. The knots are hand tied by Scott in the USA, so that's pretty cool. And we also talked about storing your safety razors and how to do so, how to make sure don't leave the blade in, make sure they're dry, use a like a microfiber cloth to get all the water out so you don't get any rust or anything like that. We're up to November now, where we talked about our duck fat soaps, right? Supermarket finds. We talked about the new brushes from West Coast Shaving. The duck fat soap trend has been big. You have like Bufflehead, and you have Grooming Station, and what was the other company? Olio has a duck fat soap right now. You know, three big companies with duck fat been very popular. I believe Grooming Station, they came out with a lamb tallow soap, which I actually purchased. So I'm going to review that hopefully next year when it comes out. All right. And then we talked about how intense Black Friday was this year and how crazy it was with wet shaving. I never have seen so many deals and stuff like that. It was hard to keep up. So out of all my years of doing this since 2010, this was the biggest Black Friday sales I've ever seen. So it was very crazy. Oh, we talked about Paladin shaving brushes. We reviewed that too. And we started our supermarket finds. We did start that in November, which we're going to continue next year. Of just stuff we find in there. We found blades. We find razors and stuff like that. Whatever I find in a supermarket, I'm going to let everybody know about it. And if you guys find something in a supermarket as well, let me know about it. And finally, we talked about our first show and only show in December so far. We talked about our vintage holiday ads. So we went over some really cool Gillette ads and razor ads and stuff like that. We talked about our supermarket finds. We talked about some aftershaves. And we talked about some bacon soap, right? Holy Cow bacon soap, and how big that trend is, you know, in everything. It's even hit wet shaving too, but bacon is big, and it's big with chocolate, it's big with beer, it's big with basically everything, and it's good with everything. And now it finally got the shaving soap, so we talked about that as well, guys. So, I mean, really, if you think about it, I know this is a quick way of saying it, but this is a really great year in wet shaving. You know, I had a really fun time this year. I really enjoyed doing the podcast. And it's stuff like this, because to be honest, guys, the podcast, I don't make any money off the podcast. I might get a few samples here and there, but to be honest, I usually pass it all forward. I don't keep really much of anything. I do this because I really enjoy it. I like talking to you guys. I mean, I feel like I'm talking to you guys every week, even though, you know, I'm talking to a microphone. But I do feel I could see I am speaking to you guys every you know, at like physically there. Isn't it weird? Right? So that's pretty cool. All right, guys. So let's talk about our winners. So I had, I do that secret question in the podcast and everything, but I had two guys. So I had a tie, and I am giving out both of them. And the first gentleman is Jerry Mayer, right? So Jerry Mayer, this is why it's incredible, right? Because I'm going to look up his email right now. I'm right here. And if you could just give me one moment, because I'm – all right. And here I am. So Jerry writes to me, right? And I was looking at it, you know, for a wet shaving memory or something like the holiday memory. He writes, in 1978, my wife gave me a Hofferitz razor, right? Hofferitz razor, which is a safety razor. It was gleaming stainless steel beauty. Well, I've used that razor for almost 40 years, and it looks almost new to this day, much like my wife. Good move, Jerry. When I got into wet shaving last year, I built up a collection of old Hofferitz, I hope I'm saying it right, Hofferitz safety razors, built up a collection of razors, but that old Hofferitz still has a place in my rotation. And you know what? That was something that I was really looking for, you know, guys, because Jerry has been using the same razor for 40 years, and he went through, and you know, in the 70s, you still had cartridge razors were still out, so he went through the 70s when everybody was getting cartridge razors, the 80s when the basically safety razors went out. The 90s, when nobody even knew what a safety razor was, the first half of this century, right, when it was just starting to come back, around 2005 is when Badger and Blade, you know, straight razor blades was all around, right, to now, and he just recently started buying other safety razors. So, Jerry, hands down to you, I mean, really, that was awesome. And also, we're going to talk about Dustin. Dustin sent me, he sent me some great stuff. I mean, he sent me how all this other stuff, how he got into wet shaving, and he received a grooming kit from his parents and stuff like that, and he got into it. But really, he just went on and on, and his letter's very long, and I know I'm running out of time, but he just like about what got him into wet shaving really moved me. So Dustin, I really appreciate how you how the journey started for you. I mean, it was a 10-year journey for him. You know, he started with a straight razor, then went back to a regular razor, but kept the brush and soap, then went back to a straight razor. You know, it was unbelievable. Dustin had a really, for the last 10 years, this gentleman here had a journey with wet shaving. So I really appreciate you sharing that story Guys, check your emails, please, because I'm sending you those. As soon as you send me back your addresses, I'll send you those aftershaves out. All right, guys. So the story, I did say the question before in the beginning of the cast for the new aftershave. So please respond and let me know what you think. And whenever you feel like you want to shoot me a line, go right ahead. So guys, that's it for the year. That's it for 2017 on the podcast. This will be our final show of the year, of course. We will be coming back on the 8th, I believe, of January. Let me just make sure I'm right. And I just wanted to wish each and every one of you a happy new year and a happy holiday season. I really appreciate all the support this last year and how much this podcast has grown with the many listeners that we have and people that subscribed. It means a lot to me. It makes it a lot of fun. And also it makes it want to keep going with the podcast, makes the podcast, wanting to research and trying to get more stuff. So I will be taking the next week off. I won't be doing any podcasting. I'll be coming back on the 8th with a new show with some new stuff. I will also be I'm going to start taking some online classes on podcasting as well, so I can learn a little bit more on editing and stuff like that, maybe make it a little bit better of an experience for the next year too as well. So guys, I really appreciate everything this year, and I hope that you guys have a great New Year's celebration. Please, everybody, be safe. Remember, Uber if you need a ride or something like that, just to Uber somebody, to send a call a friend or something. Don't drive and don't drink and drive during the holidays as well. Be careful, and overeating is fine, but over drinking and driving is not. So guys, and also another thing, don't drink and shave, okay? Because I've seen a lot of guys doing that, drinking beers, drinking eggnogs or something, and they're shaving online. Be careful, it's your face, you don't want to cut off anything, so, right? So just be careful. So don't drink and shave. Don't drink and shave, right? All right, guys, so what's in store for the podcast? We're going to talk about some new stuff coming up, all new content for next year. I'd like to remind everybody our show is powered by SharpAllergist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, for everything that he does in the What Shaving community and for the support he has for the podcast as well. I'd like to thank the team at Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements for generously donating samples and of aftershaves and stuff that we could send and do actually giveaways with. So thank you very much for PA and all the vendors that's participated in this past year. Most of all, guys, I want to thank you, the listeners, because without you, there would be no podcast. That's right. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And check out my YouTube channel. Link is in the show notes. If you have any ideas in sponsoring or questions on an episode, please contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. As always, guys, thank you for listening. Have a happy new year. Be safe. Shave straight and safe. All that good stuff. And I will see you next year.